Hey Shruti.
Hi Shashank.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Shruti, thanks for joining me on this conversation and welcome you to Let's Talk, a platform where we would be discussing about professional life and a passion life and how you manage it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Shruti, I'll just give a brief introduction about who you are so that, when the listeners are listening to this particular podcast, they get to know what you are. Okay. So Shruti is my colleague at my workplace. Apart from that, she is a brilliant artist who's been doing this for more than like 6-7 years now, Shruti?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So she's a very passionate artist and each and every sketch what she's drawn tells her how much she's got the passion towards this particular art. So Shruti, I just want to ask you, what made you get into this? Like, what was that one particular age or an interest which made you to get into drawing, sketching, or even going that one step ahead and, displaying your art and getting it sold? So how did this all this happen?
Yeah, first of all, Shashank, thank you for that lovely introduction. And I'm really glad to be on this podcast interview with you. And as Shashank mentioned, I'm a self-taught artist and I mainly do watercolors, canvas, mandala art and coffee art, sketching and calligraphy. So from my childhood, I was a little more interested in colors and sketching all the time, and during school days also my favorite class was art class. I used to be waiting when that art hour will come, and eventually I had to park it for some time and concentrate on my studies, and that is when I was a little taken back from art, you can say. But then again, when I joined back to office and I had a little bit of time to myself during the weekend, as you know, that is the perks of being in MNC. You have a holiday or Saturday and Sunday where you can make time for yourself and do things that you like, that you're passionate about.
Okay, that sounds interesting. There's just one thing which, really made me amazed. Did you mention coffee art?
Yes, yes.
So are you trying to tell me that you make art using by coffee seeds or coffee powder or, any sort of coffee?
Yeah, I use instant coffee and then I make a decoction out of it. And sometimes I stain the whole paper and soak them in the coffee decoction and then dry them and then use them later. And sometimes I just use direct coffee powder with water and then I paint. And I have received a lot of appreciation about this coffee art. It's pretty new to people who are looking at it for the very first time.
That sounds really amazing, Shruti. But tell me, was this your own thought or, when you were just browsing or searching on Instagram or any other places you got this thought? Or was this thought purely, originated from your end?
What I would like to say is not everything that an artist comes up is original. So even the greatest of the greatest artists also get inspired by something or by looking at other artists or by looking at some inspiration that comes from around, in and around them. So I take a lot of inspiration from the online. We have a lot of tutorials on YouTube and Skillshare. So I refer to a lot of artists that I follow and then I try to, make whatever I can and try out different things. And I don't restrict myself to any particular medium because I've seen some artists who really, they stick to a particular medium, say watercolor, then they just make watercolor painting. But I'm still exploring, I am still experimenting as to what I like and what is my medium. And I try to do different things and learn different things.
Yeah, that's nice. So Shruti, at what point of time or what made you think that, okay, at this particular time, I can go ahead, display my art and then, try to make this as another source of income. So how did this journey happen from just a hobby or a passion to converting it into another source of income? Was it an intentional one or you just went by the flow?
Yeah, so before when I used to make art, like around say 3 to 4 years back, I used to make like pencil sketches and share it among my friends and family, and they used to appreciate it. And yeah, that was it. It was not going to another level where I could, cross that boundary and go beyond that. So I came across this quote from Batman movie from Joker. And it says, if you are good at something, never do it for free.
Yeah.
And yeah. And after that, I think I stuck by it. And I charged from my friends also. And I think I charged from you too. So this is what inspired me. And I stuck to this. And I opened an Instagram page. And I started displaying my art there. And then I started getting a lot of appreciation there. And a lot of people, they started to give me commission orders of maybe paintings, cards, or invitation cards and things like that. And once I started getting all those orders, so I started getting more motivated to make more and then showcase more of my work to the world.
Yeah, that's very nice, Shruti. Could you just please name out your Instagram page so that the listeners can, if possible, try to follow you on the Instagram platform?
Yeah, sure. I work under the name Canvas N. Estilo. So here, N. Estilo means in style in Spanish. So basically, it's like canvas in style.
Yeah, that's nice. So Shruti, coming upon to this particular art, what you're doing, okay. So how do you manage your time with regards to your professional life and this? Because you did mention that you get orders from people where you need to deliver them. So in that case, let's say you've got a big order. So how do you manage your professional time and your passion time? Do you take off on your professional working hours and then try to complete this art? Or do you have a schedule plan or something in your mind as to how you're working upon it?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes it is a challenge, but nobody has an extra hour. You just have 24 hours in a day. And if you are willing, then obviously you can make time for what you really want to do, is what I feel. So whenever I get any big orders, it is not just making the art. There are several other things onto that. You have to communicate with the client. You have to understand what exactly they want. And that is a lot of to and fro. It requires a lot of communication. And all that also takes time. So, I do that whenever I am not very like busy. And then I make sure I plan my week ahead so that if I have any orders, I make sure that I'm splitting the artwork like maybe 1 hour every day so that it, gets completed by the end of the week and I can deliver it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan, Shruti. So, Shruti, if someone wants to follow your ideology and, even if they want to convert their passion into another source of income, what would be that one piece of advice you would give to our listeners?
I wouldn't say advice. I would like to say I will just share my experience of how I got here, and I think that can be helpful. So before, as I said, like it was just restricted to my friends and family. And now that I have started posting and then on Instagram, and then I've started getting a lot of requests for things and orders and all that. So after that, I also have participated in exhibitions and flea markets, and I've done shows in pubs and things like that. So that has helped me to get a circle wherein I can know where other events are happening, and I can where are the things in Bangalore where I can, display my art and where I can get the proper audience for my art. So basic thing what I feel is required It is the connections, and you need to have proper contacts with whom you can, you know where you have the right client for your work.
Yep, that sounds great. My one last question for you, Shruti, would be like, how was your initial days? I mean, like, see, if you go and say to people, I mean, the close ones would always be cheering up for you. But then when you come out to a larger public, you know, you might have heard some people saying, hey, relax, that won't happen. Hey, see, your drawings are only good between friends. I don't think so. Anyone is going to buy. So were there instances where you have come across these kind of suggestions or these kind of people who have reverted back telling you that, you know what, just keep it for yourself, don't come out in public, it's not going to work out for you? If in case you've come like this, how did you manage to come over through it?
Yeah, criticism is always there. I mean, I have heard a lot, even from my own friends and family. I've heard they are like, okay, and if I want to sell a particular painting at a particular price, so they are like, okay, this is too much for what you have made. So things like that can sometimes affect you, and maybe you will feel bad ki, yeah, this is my work and I know what I have done and how much time and how much input is there in this particular piece of art. So there are times when you get a little distracted by all these things, but I would say if you feel that your heart is in the right place and you feel like you can do it, then I think you should give it a go. And I would not say like leave everything and then you try to make just art and then make a living out of it. Try to make it as a passion and make people know that it is your passion. That is what is more important. People knowing that you are interested in art and what kind of joy art gives you, that is what is more important.
Yep, rightly mentioned, Shruti. So I just have a quick, a round of fire with you. So all you need to do is you need to just say whatever comes to your mind for the next 5 questions what I'm going to ask you. Okay?
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. Why art?
It gives me a peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I am in stress or if I just have a pen and a paper, I don't need paint, I don't need anything. If I just have a pen and a paper, I can just go into my zone and I really just block out the whole world and I'm good to myself.
Perfect. So your second question would be, which kind of art do you like? Since you have mentioned mandala art, coffee art and stuff, which is your preference?
I like watercolor and pen art mixed like together. That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. So, one word about Shruti?
Sorry?
One word about Shruti?
Passionate.
Perfect. One word about Shashank? I know it's going to be fun.
Interesting person. Very interesting person.
Thank you. So, one word about the show?
It's creative. It's different.
Perfect. So thanks a lot, Shruti. It was good talking to you. And I hope, you know, people who are going to listen to this particular podcast get some inspiration from you and start working upon their passion life. And I hope you're staying at home and ensuring that you're staying safe.
Yeah, definitely. And I am loving my time at home because I am an artist. I have a lot of time in my hand right now. I am having regular posts on Instagram. My stories are filled up and yeah. I'm enjoying this quarantine.
Yeah, that's the best thing. You know, you need to utilize the time what you've got rather than repenting once the time has passed ahead. So it was nice talking to you, Shruti. Have a great weekend. And thank you again for being a part of my show.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad to be.
Chalo. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.